Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show. I'm your host, the Miracle Man. I'm live at McDonald's on Saginaw Road here in Midland, Michigan, 1711 South Saginaw, to be exact. I just got done eating some fries of America's Greatest Fries alongside a McChicken sandwich and a Coca-Cola from McDonald's. Now, this is time to remind you that this is the final show before Christmas.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. I mean, the audience would be like, oh, man.
Oh.
Like, well, don't worry about it. We got good stuff planned. We're going to read the Christmas story. Got a couple poems. I got a poem I'm going to read. I mean, I'm going to quote. And then another poem I'm going to try to quote. One is The Real Night Before Christmas. Another is one called "Twas the Day After Christmas," and that, so we got that. I'm gonna read the Christmas story and exhort on it, and then I have want to know about some people's Christmas memories slash traditions, like what do you do every year, and or it could be what's your favorite Christmas memory you have. Could be on Christmas Day. It could be maybe if you were in a choir or something at church for a Christmas show. Could be looking at Christmas lights somewhere. Could be a variety of things. Could be out shopping. And so we got that. We got those poems. We got the exhortation and reading the verses. And we got a couple of, and then, so that's all coming. We also got a slew of football to get to, as far as these NFL games, along with implications. As there's only two regular season weeks of regular season football left this weekend, and then New Year's Eve / New Year's Day weekend. So there's 2 weeks. And a couple of divisions are still up for grabs. And so I got some games to pick. And also, we got bowl season. And CMU has a game that they play in on the 22nd. So I'm going to pick that. And we got Red Wings hockey. We have a little bit of basketball, including the Midland High Dow High basketball game from last night, in which I attended. And that is what we got tonight. And with that in mind, I'm going to get right to prayer. I'm also going to sing. Yes, I am going to sing, as promised, the two Christmas songs tonight. One is going to be I'm the Happiest Christmas Tree. The other one, I'm still thinking about what it's going to be. I do know what it's going to be, but I'm not going to spoil it. So with that in mind, I'm going to give the phone number and how to listen online, and then we're going to get right into the word of prayer because Like I said, I got a bunch of stuff to get to. So, you're thinking, you the listener, you're thinking, so I went online, I went to Blog Talk Radio, you know, I did what you do, you know, to get logged on to the program. You think, how do I get other people to log on? Here's what you tell them. You go to blogtalkradio.com, all one word, blogtalkradio.com, And then in the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. And then when you see the Upfront Entertainment link, you click on it. And then you'll see The Preacher and the Miracle Man. That's us. And this is episode number 59. So when we come back after Christmas, this will be episode number 60. That'll be episode number 60. And we've had a lot of great things. We have me on the Waffle House. By the way, all of these episodes we've done are archived. And you can look at the archives and you can listen to them. You can listen to them on the way when you're traveling this weekend and Christmas Day. You can listen to them at home. You can listen to them while you're at work. You can listen to them before you go to bed, because I have a strong belief of faith comes by hearing. And so, you know, that's what we do. That's how we do it. Now, it is a smart thing to listen to and follow this program on your smartphone. And the instructions to do so are the same. There's a follow button you can hit once you get logged in, you know, you get to blogtalkradio.com and click on, and you do that thing in the search bar. You type in Upfront Entertainment. You click on the link, you know, Miracle Man, Preacher Man, Miracle Man. You hit that follow button. Then you're going to get notified when we're going to do a show. And so that, my friend, is how we do it. That's how it works. It's easy. And you're welcome to follow us and join us. Now, you can also call into the show. And you're welcome to talk about whatever we want to talk about, as long as, number one, we have two rules. Number one, we don't talk about politics on the show, because there's a lot of other conservative talk shows that you can listen to who do that. And if you do want to talk about it, we're going to tell you to pray for your leaders. Number two, the other main rule is please keep it family friendly. We have a family show here, so we want to keep it clean. We want this to be one that everybody can enjoy regardless of age and all that. So, just as faith-based, I'd say, here's what I say. Act Christ-like. If you're going to say stuff, you need to act Christ-like. Think of how Jesus would act if he was in the same case. And that's the way I'm going to spell it out, is that if you're going to come on and talk, I want you to talk Christ-like. So, now, the telephone number to call us at is 215-383-3810. Again, that phone number is 215-383-3810. You put in, and then you'll press 1. You'll go through the screener, and if everything comes back all good, we'll let you on, and you can talk to us. I'm going to give you an opportunity later. Of course, phones are always open, but anyone who's listening, I'm going to encourage you. There's a segment coming in which I'd love you to call in on, and because I want to know about some people's Christmas, and there's going to be two choices. It's either going to be you get to choose which one to answer. Number one, what's your favorite Christmas memory? Or number two, what's your Christmas traditions? what do you do? You know? And that's the one that I think I'm going to share because I love it. So, without further ado, it's time to get spinning with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for this great show. I thank you, Lord God, for this great week as we celebrate your birthday in a few days. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless these people who are listening. And you bless these people on that they take this, what I'm teaching, to heart. And I pray, Lord God, that these people will be able to understand clearly and will be able to tell others that they see around these next several days and even into New Year's what this Christmas thing is all about. And that, yes, it's about family and all this other stuff, but it's ultimately about you, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that people will just take that to heart. And Lord God, I just thank you for this great show. Thank you, Lord God, that the audience continues to grow mightily, big time, exponentially. Pray, Lord God, that you would bless us with great sponsors and that the rest of that money for that great equipment is going to come in. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, open your Bibles with me, if you would, please, to the book of Luke, chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Luke, chapter 2. I've been rotating between the Matthew and Luke versions of the Christmas story. I love them both. They're both different. They both have some differences. It's not one against the other, you know, but they're different. So we're going to read all of 2, chapter 2, and let me just see here, about 3 real quick. Yep, it's going to be all of chapter 2. And that's what we're going to do. If you have your Bible with me, or if you have your Bible with you, we strongly encourage you to please open it. Mr. Barkley's been saying this the last several months, and I've been saying this the last several months too, that this is not just the Preacher and Miracle Man show. That's the name of the program, but we want you to participate with us. So if you got your Bible, we would love you to follow along with us and read with us. If you pray, we sing. You know, if we take an offering, you give it. But nonetheless, here we go. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. In these days, Caesar Augustus, he issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Arpaeus was governor of Syria. So everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news," or good tidings, another version says, "of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. We've already told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God and all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Now the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith. His name is my name too. Whenever we go out, the people always shout, "Oh, it doesn't say that."
No.
They gave him the name Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had even been conceived. Think about that. Before he had ever even been conceived, an angel had predetermined what his name would be. That didn't happen with me. A lot of times people don't know what they're going to name the kid until like a month beforehand, or when they know which gender, whether it's going to be a male or a female baby. Now, when the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present them to the Lord. In parentheses, as it is written, "In the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice and keeping what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons." Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and was devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon it. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's, the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple court. When the when his parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what was custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, and now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared, in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon brought them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul also." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but she worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast and the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast, according to the custom, after the feast was over. While his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. They were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they didn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard them was amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to them, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. So this, now that, so think about that. This 12-year-old kid is in the temple, and he's listening to these chief priests, these teachers of the law. Excuse me. Coca-Cola, America's greatest soft drink. Available in your flavor of choice, regular, cherry, vanilla. You get to choose. Now, back to the word. But think about this. Jesus, at that point, he's 12. And, you know, it's very, you know, of course, it would be very different nowadays. Oh, you'd have the FBI, you'd have a SWAT, you'd have the whole police squad out looking for this kid. You'd have an army looking for him. Oh, boy. You'd have so many people looking for this 12-year-old. Missing child! Missing child! That didn't mean his parents weren't worried. But to say that he was in that temple. He was in the temple listening to these teachers of the law. He was asking them questions. Because he knew that he would be the teacher, the minister, later in life. And he was asking all these great questions. He didn't say exactly what these questions were, but I can only imagine, you know, they were like, so what about this? What about that? What about, yeah, what about all these things, you know? And he's just sitting in there, listening to him, asking him questions. And then for that 12-year-old kid, that 12-year-old boy, to be able to sit there and say, Mom and Dad, didn't you know that I had to be about my father's business? Of course, the father being God. And he's in there and he's just learning from them. And he goes back and home with them and he obeys his parents. Now, there's something on my heart as it relates to Christmas. Christmas is not this 4-day weekend, or for some people it can be this month-long thing where it's, hey, we got 4 days, a 4-day weekend. Let's go get some beer. Let's go do this. You know, let's go. Yeah, let's go to mommy and daddy's house. Yeah, let's go in debt to buy all these gifts. Hey, it's not my business if you drink. That's between you and God. I have never consumed alcohol in my life. I decided from an early age that I was on a permanent alcohol fast. I said the same thing with smoking. And with these other things, and other illegal substances, I decided at an early age that I was on a permanent fast from all those things. Now, what do you say? It's not about that. What Christmas is about, remembering Jesus. And the fact that he gave birth, he was given birth to. Oh my gosh, all that phone. But he was given birth to by Mary. And all the great things that it would said that he would do. And the fact that he was brought into this earth. He was brought into this earth as a sacrifice. He's that sacrifice. So that we don't have to go kill an animal every time we want to talk to God. Or when we sin, when we break a hedge, we don't have to go kill an animal. When we touch the things that were considered unclean, we don't have to go kill the animal and do all these crazy things just to go talk to God or to get right with God. He was that lamb. And he came to give us freedom from sin. Not freedom to sin, but freedom from it. And you know, all this stuff you do, going and looking at Christmas trees, you know, baking cookies, you know, Santa Claus is coming to town, you know, going around singing carols, if you actually go around singing carols. I wish people actually did that. I know they used to way back when, but I'd like to see them back to doing it. But maybe someday. But, you know, all these crazy lights, all this crazy decorations and all that crazy shopping, you know, that's all fun, but we need to look at this. We need to remember that it's Jesus. And we ought to be thanking the Lord on Christmas Day. You know, we ought to be thanking the Lord, wishing a happy birthday, and thanking the Lord that he came, that he was brought into the earth. That he was brought into the earth to save us. And so, you know, it's all, they say, it's a great time to reflect on the year, and I agree, but now, before I do, hang on, I'm just letting the Lord speak. But, you know, this is an amazing time of year. Don't take it for granted. Do all that crazy. Sing these carols, you know. But remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. If you ought to have that engraved in your mind. If you forget it, and if you forget it, write it down all over your house. You ought to write it on, if you can't remember stuff, you write it on your Christmas tree, you write it in your bedroom, you write it wherever you got to put it, so that you'll always remember at this time of year, at Christmas, that Jesus is the reason for the season. It's not about the lights. It's not about the music. As great as it is, it's not about Santa Claus. It's not about Frosty or Rudolph. It's not about a chipmunk. Help it. It's not about a little dog that goes roof, 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 roof. That's not what it's about. it's about Jesus. The thing with the inn. The inn. There was no room for them in the inn. We don't know why, but he's outside. You know, he's in that manger. He's sleeping in that hay. I can't imagine a person in America having a child that way today. I can't imagine it. Unless you're like totally unplugged and all that. I couldn't see him having it that way. Obviously now you'll be in the middle of wherever else. And, you know, it was different. And the thing they said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favor rests. That ought to be what we're all thinking as we go through. And right now would be a perfect time. It would be just a wonderful time for you to give your life to Jesus. It costs no money. It's painless. And it literally only takes a few seconds. Oh, by the way, if you're by any mall right now, you're going to spend more time in that traffic than what you're going to spend praying that prayer. I can flat guarantee it. In a way, I was being serious, but I was also joking about the traffic thing. I hope you know that. But nonetheless, have mercy on that traffic, Jesus. you know, but in all honesty, folks, it really doesn't take that much time to pray that prayer. Your life's going to be changed forever. It doesn't hurt at all. You're going to feel so much better if you don't know him. You're going to feel so much better about yourself knowing that you've given your life to Christ, the one who saved us. So, very easy to do. If you want some help, you can call in to this number. You can call us at 215-383-3810. Again, that number is 215-383-3810. You can press 1. And then we will gladly walk you through the process of giving your life to Christ. And even though it's easy, you can certainly use some help, because you got to make sure you get into the right church and not just any church, because right now it's not like you can just go to any old church and get the word of God. Because these user-friendly churches, they'll water it down. They'll water down the word way too far. And it wasn't supposed to be that way. You need a church where the pastor is going to preach the word of God, the uncompromised word of God, and he's not going to be ashamed of it. I go to a church like that. I go to Living Word International Church. Marquis Barclay, he is totally uncompromised. He teaches the uncompromised word of God the way it ought to be taught. Exactly. And, you know, it's just, this would be a great time to just give your life to the one who made you, and that is Jesus. And so, Lord God, I just thank you right now that the people would have the courage to listen to this exhortation and this reading of the Christmas story on Christmas. I thank you, Lord God, that these people learned some things this year about your birth, Jesus. I just thank you, Lord God, that you know, that you impart some things into these people, these wonderful people, and that they know exactly what to tell, what to say to these other people who don't know you yet. And I just thank you, Jesus, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'm going to get into the first song of the night, the first Christmas song of the night. And I was talking about the manger earlier in the reading, about how there was no room for them in the inn. And I got a song I'm going to sing that's very appropriate, as I'm going to sing Away in a Manger. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars on the sky looked down where he laid, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Really me, really, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care. And take us to heaven and live with me there. Live away in the manger, away in the manger, away in the manger, where we are. And take us to heaven to live with me there. So, powerful. It's very amazing. I know a lot of these little children know it. And you know what? I'm going to sing another chorus. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God is sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, for the triumph of the skies. Hark the herald angels sing, now let the heavenly host proclaim, glory to the newborn King. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Now, folks, now we're going to have a discussion, and I'm going to talk about, I'm going to do both of these. Now, whatever callers choose to call in, if any do, you can choose to either talk about one or both. And you have a choice. You can either talk about, let us know, share with us your favorite Christmas memory, or you can choose to tell us what your Christmas traditions are. You know, what do you do Christmas Eve? What do you do on Christmas Day? Do you go to grandma's? What do you guys eat, for example? So what are your Christmas traditions? Or you can do both. And I'm going to have a, and I just decided to add a third option. And that option is, what does Christmas mean to you? And I'm going to let the preacher man talk about it. I'm going to let the preacher man share whatever he chooses to share, whether it's what Christmas means to him, what his family traditions are, or what his favorite Christmas memory is. So, preacher man, I give you the opportunity to speak. Preacher man? Preacher man? Well, hey, preacher man? What? Preacher man. Preacher man. Away, dash away all, and what the, and then he had big arms and a great big belly.